For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We're joined by Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, the host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious. And Brian joins us on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. Brian, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. It's good to be with you. I'm going to be in Washington this weekend and looking forward to this ball game. And so my head and mind is going towards week 8 right now. I'm in a good spot.
That's great.
That's awesome. And, you know, love to hear that because we're very curious about this game. Obviously, they flexed it because it's the first player taken in the draft and the second player taken in the draft and the battle of the two quarterbacks, which maybe Jaden Daniels won't take a part in. He's coming off the rib injury, didn't practice yesterday. Are we just assuming good health for him? It was curious to hear he was week to week when first mentioned, the injury first mentioned. And I'm wondering, when you talk about a rookie quarterback, does the guy have to be at least limited today to be able to play? Does he have to practice? Can he just practice tomorrow and then be able to play? Or do you think it's going to be hard for him to be able to play?
Well, I think it's just going to be a pain tolerance thing. I mean, there's nothing you can do for a rib injury. I think he got hurt on the first play of the game, which was a read option, 46 yards right down the moving sidewalk. And he got hit, and it looked like it was bothering him for the next 8 or 9 plays. And so literally Cliff Kingsbury called 8 straight runs in a row from 8 different formations and ran the ball 8 different ways, which was remarkable by itself. And maybe that was a game plan, but they ran right down the field, and then he couldn't throw it. So it's, I don't know if it's what level of rib injury it is. I just know anybody that's had it, and I've had it, it's completely a pain tolerance. If he doesn't practice one snap all week long, but he's can play with the pain on Sunday, he'll play. So it just comes down to that. I don't think that you have to worry about re-injuring it. A rib injury is a rib injury. I don't think it gets worse. But even if he doesn't play, that's the best I've ever seen Marcus Mariota play in, you know, when he came in the game. I mean, he played great when he came in the game. He didn't miss a beat. And so either way, I think Chicago has to get ready for an offense that's very diverse, and they run the ball really well.
Well, that's the thing, Baldy. I think when you look at, I love the marquee value of 1 versus 2, but I'm curious how you see the matchup that I think could determine the outcome. The Commanders' offensive line against the Bears' defensive line, especially when they run the football. They're the third best rushing team in the league. A lot of that has to do with Jaden Daniels, yes, but they have two good backs and a revamped offensive line that's moving the line of scrimmage.
No question about it. They rebuilt their offensive line. Tyler Biadasz came from Dallas. He's played great, but he's a good player. Nick Allegretti came from Kansas City. They rotate the left tackle. Sean Coleman along with Big Luke over there at left tackle. But they've been very good. And Cliff is an excellent – he's an excellent play caller. The quarterback is going to be a part of the run game, whether it's Jaden or whether it's Mariota. You have to defend basically, you know, 3 different backs on any given play. And they play a lot of 2 running backs together. Austin Eckler, Brian Robinson Jr., Jeremy McNichols. They play all 3 guys. Sometimes they got 2 guys on the field together. So that's the challenge. The Bears have played good run defense outside of, you know, Tony Pollard popping a run or Jonathan Taylor popping a run. They popped a few runs against them, which is something I'm sure that Flus is still, you know, trying to figure out how that happened, because they really played good run gap and really disciplined run defense, but they have had some that have broken away. And Washington's more than capable of doing the same thing to them. So that's the big challenge right now, regardless of who plays quarterback.
Brian, we've talked about Cliff Kingsbury and the offense he runs and the relationship of him having played at Texas Tech and this whole the air raid system, and Mike Leach was his coach, and how he runs, you know, he uses space very well, and they run an offense that is kind of developed to get the quarterback on the move, get the ball out, and these big runs as well. And that sort of slows down the pass rush, theoretically. When you see Marcus Mariota come in, I thought they did the same stuff. I don't think they really changed anything that they were doing. How do you like that system? Does it slow down the pass rush, and does it create problems in space?
Well, I love Cliff personally. I mean, I did a lot of Big 12 games when Mahomes was there, and you know, I was in Cliff's office in Lubbock quite a bit, and that guy had 10 different plays drawn up on his whiteboard every week. And I'd just go in there while he was on the phone. I'd just be looking at the plays, looking at the motion, what he did. And, you know, the misnomer about the air raid is that they spread you out to run the ball. Yep. Cliff never abandoned the run. Even when Mahomes was there at Texas Tech, you look at the backs and how they ran it. They ran the ball. And he balanced things up, and he's doing it now. He did it with Kyler Murray in Arizona. And then what you have to factor in, there was a time at Texas Tech, and sometimes at Arizona, it's harder to do it in the NFL, but his tempo, he could run a play every 14 seconds. Like, it was the fastest in the country. And it was sort of Big 12 football. But you see that from time to time, even in Washington now. When they want to go up tempo, they're going to stop you from substituting. They're going to get you in looks that are very vanilla because you got to line up and play fast. Like, that's just something, another nuance to look at when you watch the game this weekend is when he uses tempo. And he has about four different speeds that he can go at. Like, there is a NASCAR speed where it's really fast, and it's hard on defensive linemen. And so you might see some of that, you know, this weekend, and it's something that you have to factor in.
Insider calls are brought to you by Hellmann's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellmann's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. Baldy, I want to go back to something you said about Jaden Daniels. If he doesn't practice and he still goes into Sunday having not practiced, but just being able to absorb the pain, maybe taking something for the pain and to increase his threshold. How effective can a rookie quarterback be if he doesn't practice all week?
I don't know. This guy looks like there's nothing that can, like, that can bother him or slow him down. I mean, practice is important. I don't want to undermine that, but this guy is an advanced student, and it's just funny. Like, honestly, Cliff Kingsbury used to have like a play chart that was about a third of this when he was in Arizona and to start the season. And now I look at his play chart and it's like tripled in size. And all that tells me is that the quarterback can absorb an awful lot of offense. And his mental capacity to be able to, you know, do things at the line of scrimmage, to be able to get you in certain looks, like he's pretty good. I'm sure he's getting a lot of mental reps this week. And it's going to be a game time decision, depending on that pain threshold. But I think he can still play really well. I mean, he's completed, I want to say it's like 75% of his passes. I mean, it's record levels right now. Like, his ability to throw the ball and put it in tight spots or find the open receiver has been very advanced, you know, from day one here. So I don't think it's going to affect him. It's just a question of, honestly, that rib. Does it bother him when he throws it, if he plays?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen, there's nobody in Chicago complaining about Caleb Williams and the ways that he's developed as the season has unfolded. I'm just wondering, when you look at Jaden Daniels, did the Bears make the wrong decision? Should they have weighed that closer? Should they have taken Daniels over Caleb Williams? Or can there be two good players out of one draft?
No, there could be two good ones. You know, we go back to 83, you know, you had Marino, you had Elway,
yep.
You had Jim Kelly. Like, you can have two great ones in the same draft. It happens, not often, but they're going to be compared side by side, you know, for a long, long time. It's only 7 weeks into this thing. I don't think either organization should have any regrets at this point, especially when you see the development of Caleb right now. I'm really excited to see what Keenan Allen does this week in Chicago, because I think he's healthy and he's going up against a rookie nickelback and, you know, Mike Sanristel, who's a good player out of Michigan. But that's a matchup I think they can win. So, you know, this is going to go far beyond 7 weeks here. I think the Bears got themselves what they wanted, and I think Washington feels great about what they got.
This segment with Brian Baldinger is brought to you by TimberTech Decking and Railing. Everything wood should be. Visit TimberTech.com. Because the Commanders are off to such a good start, what is the biggest way that Dan Quinn has impacted that start, and what has he done well so far?
So I called Dan up in June this year, and I saw they had like their mandatory minicamp going on. It was not open to the media, but I asked Dan, I'm like, I want to see what Cliff is doing and what Jaden, can I come? So he invited me out there. So I went out to the practice, and to say that it's a culture change doesn't really tell you what's going on. Like, the level of enthusiasm, the commitment, the coaching staff, Bobby Johnson, the offensive line, Joe Witt Jr. coaching the defense, he put a great staff together. And I know it was just June, but it felt like the buy-in was complete. Like, it was all in. And their energy level is where you hope every team gets to. And then the ownership. I saw the Commanders against the Jets in a scrimmage, and the owner, you know, Mr. Harris was out there, and he was talking to the players. And he just felt like this is – that Washington hasn't had this since Joe Gibbs was there. And, you know, maybe it's the owner change. Maybe it's the GM. You know, maybe it's Dan Quinn. It's the coaching staff. But this thing feels completely different. And they brought in a lot of new players. You know, Dante Fowler played his best game he's played all year, in his career last week in 10 years. Like, you could see Frank Lubu was the right guy. Bobby Wagner is the right guy. Jaden was the right guy. Beatis, she was the right player at center. Like, they're making good, smart choices right now, and it's paying off when you watch this team play.
We're curious, Brian. We talked a little bit about the fact that Robert Saleh has joined his friend Matt LaFleur in Green Bay, and we were just wondering, what does that mean? Why did he want to do that? How will that impact their defensive coordinator? He has no real role, apparently starting out as an offensive assistant, and they called his role fluid.
Well, Jeff Hafley's done an unbelievable job. They lead the league in takeaways. Like, they lead the league in takeaways. And their safety play, they played two rookie safeties, Javon Bullard along with Evan Williams, to go with Xavier McKinney. Like, the style of defense is completely different than what Robert Saleh is accustomed to. They rob the middle of the field. They play press coverage on the outside. They're a four-man rush. They're doing good things. Now, they've got to be better against the run than they've been. But, you know, I mean, I think Robert Saleh is smart enough to know that he's not going to get in the way of what the new defense coordinator is doing. I think his expertise is really the defensive line. When you look at what Robert Saleh does best and getting those guys to play at elite levels, whether it's disengagement from blocks, whether it's the run game, whether it's, you know, how you set up your pass rush. Like, I think he can help in little areas. And having another set of eyes in this business, I don't know if Robert's going to be on the field or up in the booth, but I don't think he's going to interfere with what they're doing defensively right now.
Baldy did a great job in the booth for national radio on the Chiefs and 49ers game. So I wonder what your perspective was, having just seen the Chiefs and their offense. Their defense is really carrying them. They're still undefeated. They have aspirations to be a Super Bowl champion again. Getting DeAndre Hopkins, what impact will that make on their passing game and offense?
Well, I've known Andy Reid since he came to this league in 1999, 26 years now. He's never had an offense ever, anywhere, where he's run the ball more than he's thrown it. Like, they've morphed into a good power running football team. Kareem Hunt's been awesome. Samaje Perine, like, they're running the ball. And Mahomes is a big part of it. And you can look at Mahomes' stats and go, wow, he's not very good. The guy made every big play that you would want to put that game away last week. He had a 33-yard run in the fourth quarter. Excuse me, in a 14-12 game, you know, and, he, you know, 2 plays later, like, he trucks the rookie safety in the end zone to score and really put that game away. DeAndre is going to help this team. They lost Juju Smith-Schuster in the first quarter of their hamstring pull. They were a little shorthanded. Kelce still doesn't have a touchdown catch. This team is only going to – and the defense is awesome. Like, no, there's nobody better than Spagnuolo in this whole business right now. And they lost their starting corner, Jalen Watson, for the season. Like, you know, you lost L.J. Snead in free agency. Like, you might start to see this thing chip away a little bit on defense. So DeAndre Hopkins can still – catch a go route. He can still catch a back shoulder fade. He can still play low post basketball against any corner in this league. Like, he's going to help this offense a great deal.
Brian, thank you. Great stuff as always.
Thanks, Baldy.
My pleasure, guys. Talk to you next week. Enjoy this game. It's going to be fun.
Yes, sir. That was Odyssey NFL Insider Brian Baldinger, the host of the Best Football Show podcast, and Insider Calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.